The goal behind this project is very simple. It's to question your perception of possible. That's to say, if you stick with me throughout our journey together, as we listen to a number of different athletes who have exceptional stories, with a bit of luck, as we go from episode to episode together, you will come to question what you personally can achieve. That is the goal. This particular episode, a chat with a very close friend of mine, a friend who has a very similar mindset to myself. We were very close friends at school together and have done a number of ultra endurance events during our time, mostly at school. And whilst we were having a chat together, I decided to record the call. And so this was a brainstorming session. This was bouncing ideas off of him as to what this podcast could look like, which direction it would go. And so I hope listening to this, it will give you a sense of where we are headed, the journey that we are hopefully going to take together, and the kind of focus which we want to give this. Apologies in advance for the quality of the audio. As I say, this was a spur of the moment, and in the spirit of done is better than perfect, let's get into it.
I'm looking kind of for something that a bit more creative that I am actually genuinely passionate about. I think you know me pretty well, and I've always really gotten into my sport, and I think very similar to you, you know, we're kind of happiest when we're out in driving rain on some mountain, godforsaken corner of the world, is when we when we really kind of come to life. And so I was, you know, having kind of gotten into triathlon a bit, and taking that forward, I've just been really interested in getting into kind of listening to what other people are up to, like especially kind of top athletes, how they train, their day to days, but also really kind of understanding their journeys, because so often is the way that kind of athletes in general, you know, you see the top guys and they really come to light, they really come to get their kind of story told when they're winning top end medals, but you don't really hear about the journey on the way and all the kind of setbacks they encounter and the kind of the path that takes them there. So that on the one hand, and then also, you know, I'm pretty interested in really understanding the day to day of these guys. You know, these top guys, kind of the minute detail. You know, what are you eating? How are you training? What kit are you wearing? All the kind of inside info. And so what I was keen to do and kind of explore was kind of podcast as a medium, and talk to some people who are, you know, top athletes or who have done incredible things, and perhaps slightly unexpected. So this could appeal to a wide audience of people who perhaps think that sport and getting into sport and getting moving is much harder than it actually is, and so using it as a kind of like a vehicle to inspire people and to really get people involved in sport. And on the other hand, you know, people like really appeal to people who are very keen on sport already, and kind of bringing them closer to these athletes who have incredible stories and really understanding their journey and how they got there and how they did it. Because so often the case is, you hear from these people and like, ah, this guy went off and he did this. And then that person, whoever it was, he or she, they say, you know, I'm nothing special. I just knew what I wanted and I was consistent. This is what I did to make it happen. And if I can do it, anyone can do it. And so really try and see if you could, you know, bring about some inspiration for people to keep pushing in sport and take things forward. And so I just kind of, you know, I wanted to mention it to you and kind of what you thought and perhaps different angles that could be explored and just to kind of get your kind of impression, really.
I think it's a really good idea. I think the thing you'll need to do is you just have to sort of like make it, not, it's all relevant, if you know what I mean. I guess you kind of have to make it relevant to everybody's day-to-day lives, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, someone gets home from work at 7 or, you know, 6 or 7 o'clock at night, pissing down at night. I mean, what can you do to inspire them for their train or something? Try and get up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess
that's the sort of thing you want to do, is you want to be able to sort of like make that relevant to people's day-to-day lives and sort of like show people these inspiring people. But, you know, these people, they all started off somewhere and they didn't necessarily knew they were going to be good at what they chose to do.
Yeah.
Like some of these triathlete guys to go out. I mean, like you've done that. Have you done a half Ironman or a full Ironman?
I've done a couple of fulls and a couple of halves, yeah.
You've done a few, right? So, you know, I mean, like, I don't know, I mean, like, you've always been into that sort of stuff, but I'm sure some of you guys just like maybe turn their life to figure around.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's a few success stories out there, people sort of like one day eating about 10 McDonald's and just being a fat shit and just turning their lives around. I'm sure there's a few cases of that, and that would be really inspirational, you know, like, not somebody who's always been a superhero, has always been winning these things since they were about 10 years old, but like someone that's literally turned their lives around to do this stuff.
I think you hit the nail on the head, Dave, and that was kind of the direction that I'd really like to kind of take it. It's not necessarily, I mean, because you're just kind of assuming that you could get an interview with the top guy, which obviously is not realistic. But really looking at the kind of success stories, you know, the people who have had a really tough time and have managed to get where they are. And so like you say, you know, people who have perhaps really struggled with weight, so, and then, you know, they'd really turn it around. Or have you heard of a bloke called John McAvoy?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay, so I've come across him like recently, and like I was just like, his story is absolutely nuts, you know, from like setting a number of like British and I think some world records for like amount of time on an indoor rowing machine whilst he was in prison.
Yeah.
To now being like,
I've heard about him. I mean, I think there's so many angles you can look at it from. You know, I mean, like, you can see these guys that have got really high-powered city careers and things like that, but somehow managed to win sort of like, well, not just Spartan races and things like that, but they go off and just do incredible things, you know?
Yeah.
I just think things like that that people can associate with, I think, would be a really, really cool thing to do. So there's that. And, you know, I mean, people that have got injured as well, they've, like, just been depressed because they've been so injured and just rehabilitating themselves after their injuries and getting back to what they'd love to do.
I think that's a really good angle as well, mate.
So there's an angle you can come from.
And kind of focus it on... not necessarily just triathlon, but, you know, do you see that bloke who did the NIMS? The bloke who went up all those mountains. It was like 14 highest peaks.
Oh, yeah, the 12. Yeah, was it 12 or 14 peaks? Yeah, the ex-Gurkha.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's fucking incredible.
Absolutely nailed.
I saw the Netflix documentary. Yeah, that was incredible.
Such a good film. Such a good film.
Yeah.
So maybe
that sort of
profile.
Things like that. Yeah, those are the sort of people you want to do. I mean, yeah, exactly. People that have really sort of like undergone some challenges and things like that, and came out at the end feeling sort of, well, being better people. And I think it's not just about the sport, I suppose. It's just about the state of mind and how applicable to life that is, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah, I just kind of, I need a bit of a creative outlet and getting kind of, and I, you know, I really enjoy chatting to people and I really enjoy, you know, exercise. And so kind of getting into the mindset of these people as to why they do what they do, how they've got where they have got to, and really kind of understanding what makes them tick, and sharing their stories. I think could not only make some pretty interesting content, but with a bit of luck, help people to continue kind of pushing their sporting boundaries, to kind of change people's perception a bit as to what is possible for them.
I think you'd be helping a lot of people doing that. Just gather a bit of a pollen.
But at the same time, trying to keep it kind of lighthearted and not too serious. You got like Goggins, who, no question about it, you know, he's an absolute machine. That whole like mindset thing, you know, some seriously powerful messages, but perhaps keep it at a on a lighthearted note. Not taking ourselves too seriously.
People can relate to it. People will be able to relate to it a lot more if you do that as well.
It's
like really serious. It's just like a general conversation, just asking quite personal questions that people can relate to. And I think once you've done that and you've got the flow of that, and I mean, you've done it a few times, you get the right guests on, I think you'll be away.
Yeah, I think it could be a laugh, mate. I think it could be a laugh. And to just kind of see where it leads, really. And I think, kind of get it in progress, and cover, you know, all sorts of different profiles of people, like you say, man.
Okay. No, I'll have a little think about it again. But I mean, I think that's like a really good idea. If you're able to get, I mean, you're in my life as well. You come across these people a bit more than I do right now.
Well,
so you probably have no problems with like getting these people on or getting close to them, at least seeing what they're saying. Yeah, so.
Well, we'll see. Kind of in the grand scheme of things, you know, I'm pretty small fry. Yeah. But
I know you are. But you know, you've got the interest there and things like that. So,
thanks, mate. I think the key is. Also, to kind of, as you say, kind of get a real variety of people on all different kind of levels.
Yeah, definitely.
To really kind of see, you know, what does possible mean to someone in all different walks of life, really, at all different stages of along their sporting journey, really.
And
see where it leads.
Yeah, mate, that sounds top. It really does. And I think just let me know how it goes and I'll think about it as well.
It was great to catch up with Jack and already giving me some interesting ideas as to other physical specimens I can interview. Hoping to bring that to you very soon, so stay tuned. Until next time.